KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Meyer and Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. Cloudy skies and 41 degrees in Atlantic. We look for a chance of light rain or drizzle, otherwise mostly cloudy skies. With a high of 48 today, winds northwest at 15 to 30 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with a check of the latest area and state news. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported five recent arrests. On Monday, March 22nd, deputies arrested 39-year-old Michael Angelo Collins of Council Bluffs on two Atlantic Police Department warrants for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Collins was taken to the Cass County Jail and remained held on a $2,000 bond. Sunday, deputies arrested 25-year-old Tyler Ray Osborne of Council Bluffs on a district court warrant for failure to appear. Osborne remained in the Cass County Jail on $5,000 bond. Last Saturday, Cass County deputies arrested 34-year-old Christopher Anthony James Castillo of Atlantic for felony OWI third offense and driving while barred. Castillo was being held until released the following day on a $5,000 bond. Last Friday, deputies arrested 49-year-old Stanley Oral Russell of Lewis on a Colorado warrant. Russell was taken to the Cass County Jail and is awaiting transfer to Colorado. On March 17th, 82-year-old Teddy Ernest Davies of Omaha was arrested in Cass County for on a charge of harassment in the first degree. Davies was released the following day on $2,000 bond. The Creston Police Department reports two arrests took place on Tuesday. Authorities said 32-year-old Kian Cooper of Creston was arrested in the 900 block of North Sumner Street, or Sumner Avenue, that is, for driving while barred. He was later released from the Union County Jail on a $2,000 bond. And 26-year-old Anna Wilson of Creston was arrested at the Creston Walmart Tuesday for public intoxication. She was being held in the Adams County Jail on $300 bond. Creston police report also a woman residing in the 1300 block of Miller Street told them late Tuesday morning that sometime over the past 24 hours, someone had stolen the rear license plate off of her vehicle while it was parked at her residence. The loss was estimated at $20. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater on Tuesday reported four arrests took place last week. Thursday night, 56-year-old Jimmy Allen Robertson of Bridgewater was arrested after a search warrant was conducted at an apartment in Bridgewater. As law enforcement made entry into the apartment, a man and woman were found in a bedroom with the door closed. The male was identified as Robertson and a female as 51-year-old Mary A. Giles. Another male, Mary's 19-year-old son Daniel, was located in another bedroom. Vandewater said Jimmy Robertson was arrested for violation of a no-contact order as he was prohibited from having contact with Mary Giles. Robertson was released the following day on a $300 cash or surety bond with 10% acceptable. Around 12:30 a.m. on Thursday, March 16th, 36-year-old Amy Suzanne Brown of Des Moines was arrested by the Iowa State Patrol in Adair County for OWI third offense and driving while barred. Brown was taken into custody after a trooper saw her vehicle with its lights on, parked half on the traveled portion of Interstate 80 near mile marker 88. Her breath alcohol content registered .171, or slightly more than double the legal limit. She was later released on $1,000 cash or surety bond. And at around 9 a.m. on March 17th, Stewart police arrested 34-year-old David Spencer Reeves of Earlham for violation of a no-contact order after the protected party showed Stewart police a letter she had received from Reeves in violation of the order. Reeves remained in the Adair County Jail on other charges in addition to his latest charge. His cash or surety bond was set at $300. And just before 1 a.m. on March 17th, Stewart police arrested 24-year-old Jesse Andrew Queener of Stewart for violation of a no-contact order after he sent numerous text messages and social media messages to a protected female party. Queener was being held at the Adair County Jail on $1,000 cash or surety bond. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County Tuesday reported the arrest of a man Monday afternoon in Carson. 42-year-old Kevin W. Hardy was taken into custody at around 4:35 p.m. at a residence in the 200 block of South Dye Street following a reported disturbance. Hardy faces charges that include assault, use or display of a weapon, and criminal mischief in the fourth degree resulting in damage ranging from $300 to $750. At around 4 p.m. Monday, an inmate at the Pottawatomie County Jail, 25-year-old Adrian Corey Lee Rollins of Council Bluffs, was presented with a warrant for violation of probation. Collins was then returned to the custody of corrections staff and transported back to his cell. Late Monday morning, 18-year-old Allison Madison Ross of Council Bluffs was arrested in the lobby of the Pott County Jail. Ross was wanted for felony child endangerment by abandonment resulting in bodily injury. She was booked into the jail. Officials at the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office yesterday said the sheriff's canine Dart will receive a bullet and stab protective vest thanks to a charitable donation from the nonprofit Vested Interest in Canines Incorporated. Dart's vest is sponsored by Diane Schaff of Raleigh, North Carolina, and will be embroidered with the sentiment, "This gift of protection provided by Vested Interest in Canines Incorporated." Delivery of the vest is expected within 8 to 10 weeks. The Vested Interest in Canines is a 501c3 charity whose mission is to provide bullet and stab protective vests and other assistance to dogs of law enforcement and related agencies throughout the U.S. You can read more in the same story on our news page at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News is brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, call 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic.